ababuuza.
So when they take the Gentiles and they ask you,
mweraliranga ekyokuddamu.
Do not be worried of what to answer.
Kubanga omwoyo wa kitamu.
For the spirit of your father,
anaba wange ekyokuddamu kaseera.
He will give you what to answer in that moment.
Kale nkusuubira okubanga wetegese bulungi.
Now I expect you to have prepared yourself well.
Ng'olina ekitabo ky'onaakozesa okukuzza obwenkulumu.
And you have your book in which you revise through.
Ate n'omutukuvu ng'omuteegedde ekikye.
And you've prepared even that of the Holy Spirit.
Omutima gwo.
Your heart.
Omuntu w'omunda.
Your inner man.
N'amagezi go.
And your mind.
Tugenda mu kuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
We are going in the call of the nation Uganda.
Naye twagala tusooke okubanga tussaamu omubaka wa kitaffe.
But we want to first honor the ambassador of the Father.
Era omubaka wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo mu masekati gaffe.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ in our midst.
Omwoyo w'amazima.
The Spirit of Truth.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Tumussaamu ekitiibwa.
And we honor him.
Era nga tukkiriza tukulembere mu mirimu gyonna egy'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Accept him in the all works of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Mu bwakabaka bw'omu ggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Nga tukkiriza n'eggye ly'abamalayika lyonna lyayise nalyo.
And we accept angels of the armies of angels he passed with.
Era lyakola nalyo mu mulimu guno.
And which he works within this work.
Ogw'okukulemberamu n'okulwanirira abaana ba Katonda.
Of leading and fighting the children of God.
Yakusaba oyimirire ku bigere ebyo.
I request you stand on your feet.
Obeeko ebigambo ebyokutegeeza by'otegeeza kitaffe ali mu ggulu.
Take some words to the Father within heaven.
Ebiraga okubeerawo kaakano.
Which show his presence right now.
Onookukkiriza omubaka omwoyo mutukuvu.
Set the ambassador the Holy Spirit.
Ali mu masekati gaffe.
Who is in our midst.
Era ali mu ffe.
And who is in us.
Omu n'eggye ly'abamalayika.
Together with armies of angels,
okweyongera okukola,
to continue to work.
Kwebaza kitaffe.
We thank you, Father.
Muyinza w'ebintu byonna.
Father Almighty.
Tukugulumiza.
We glorify you.
Era nga tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo.
Give you back the glory and the honor.
Olw'akaseera akalungi k'otwongedde.
For the good moment you've added us.
Wansi w'enjuba.
Under the sun.
Watugamba obuwulizi ssatu.
Told us Ecclesiastes 3.
Buli kintu ekikolebwa wansi w'enjuba.
Everything done under the sun.
Na buli kigambo.
And every word.
Kiriko ebiro n'ebiseera.
Has its season and time.
Laba naffe tuli mu biro eby'okukungaana.
We too in season of gathering.
Nga tutuukiriza Bibulaniya.
And we fulfill Hebrews.
Essuula eyo ey'ekkumi. Otugamba nti mulekangayo
okukungaanaddala
nga mulaba ennaku z'oluvannyuma
zisimbidde
okwebaza Mukama lwatulungamizza okujja mu kifo kino okwongera
okukungaana
era nga tugenda okutuukiriza bakolisi ekisooka 14
wetugambibwa
nti bwe tukungaana
alina
ekigambo eky'amagezi ekyokutegeera
alina
okubikkulirwa kuleetebwenga olw'okuzimba ekkanisa
to edify church.
We too
have come to sanctify
ourselves,
for you are holy.
He told
us
to
sanctify the gathering. Even now we are here, Lord,
to
move and sanctify your way. And we give you back glory and honor. We thank you, Father in heaven. And we know
that
though we are in this world, accept with strangers, Philippians 3:20, truly our home is in heaven. And
you,
our Father, you
era n'omulokozi waffe yesu yakomawo mu bitundu ebya
waggulu eyo
ng'agenda okutegekera ebifo bye tugenda okubeeramu nga bwe yatusuubiza mu Yokaana 14 wabula yatugamba si wakutulekanga bamulekwa wabula okutusindikira mubeezi omwoyo w'amazima ensi gwetayinza kukkiriza kubanga temulaba naye ffe tumulaba era anaabeeranga mu ffe kubanga tumutegeera ayo omwoyo w'amazima twongera okukussaamu ekitiibwa nga bwe wakkabi kw'abatuma essuula
ey'okubiri
emyaka giyitiridde obungi ng'ogenda mu maaso okukulemberamu ezzadde lya Katonda kale naffe bwe tuli leero nga tukkiriza abaruumi 8:14 yabakulemera omwoyo wa Katonda abo lyezzadde lya Katonda ssebo omwoyo w'amazima twongera okukkiriza emirimu gyo gyonna egyalambikibwa ebyawandiikwa eby'amazima gy'olina okukola mu masekkati g'abaana ba okusingira ddala okutukulemberamu paka nga tuzzeeyo obwakabaka bwa Katonda obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu tukusaba weeyongere omwoyo omutukuvu okutwala obuvunanyizibwa
obwo
masekkati gaffe ne muffe okutukulemberamu era nga tusaba n'eggye ly'abamalayika abatukuvu okwongera okutukulemberamu okutulwanirira kubanga baweereza bannaffe nga mu kubikkulirwa 22 22:8-9. Gabriel says, workers with those who hold the word of God, O King of kings, Spirit of truth,
against
armies of angels, which serve us, move on servers,
so si fefeka,
not only us,
but all
brethren,
over
the entire world, as the nation calls, we will tell them, the call of our nation,
Uganda,
of Uganda, prepare all nations,
for
the second coming of Jesus, to restore the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness, renewed.
And we
rebuild the Church of Christ, the saints of Christ, which is meant to come back
to us,
which you will find, and they have the faith, which is in the
Word.
Thank you, Lord, for your heart of prayer,
in
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
May
God bless you. You can sit down.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
We are
moving on with the call of our nation, Uganda.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
And today
we are heading on to see
Oweekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Katonda bwe yamuyita.
Our God called him
Kabaka Cyrus of Medo-Persia.
As King Cyrus of Medo-Persia.
Yes, he was going to
praise Jesus so much.
We
are heading on to see
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Katonda bwe yamuyita.
How God called him.
Nga Kabaka Cyrus.
As King Cyrus.
Owa Medo-Persia.
Of the Medo-Persia.
Yes, he was going to
praise Jesus so much.
Ababiri bano.
These two.
Baba yito kubanga barangira eddembe.
They were called to proclaim liberty and peace unto the children of God, the Church of Christ, and to rebuild the temple of God, the Church of Christ Jesus, the saints of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We've
told you we're heading on to see His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, how he was called by God, just asking Cyrus of Medo-Persia. And these two, in their call, the major agenda in their call was to proclaim peace to the children of God, peace of freedom
unto
the children of God,
and
to rebuild the temple of God, the Church of Christ, the saints of God, those led by the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
before we move on with that issue, we want to recap and remind ourselves how we began this call. As we've reached this issue, what have we seen so far?
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much. The call, the covenant, and the glory of God
on
the nation Uganda
in
this era of AD, as it was a nation Israel
BC.
In the BC.
We've
been seeing them in different aspects. And we first began to see the Samaria. And it's what we're moving on to see.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
first looked
unto
and what does God consider when He calls the nation? Or when He calls the person? That one we saw it in the beginning. I wanted to repeat the summary brief for you of the things we've been seeing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We first saw the summary. And we saw, what does God consider when He calls a nation or a person? And it was the day of preparation of ourselves, as we are heading on to see the call of the nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We reached another part. That was in the first phase.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Katonda nga ali serious.
And God is very serious
kweguanga lya Uganda,
the call of the nation Uganda,
nowe chitibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta,
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Yes, Yoweri Museveni.
Praise Jesus so much.
Iranga twasoko kutunulire nnyo.
And we first look so much.
Okuyitibwa kweguanga lya Federia Uganda,
the call of our nation Uganda.
Okuteekateeka amawanga gonna,
preparing all nations
olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo, for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ,
mwana wa Katonda omulamu,
son of the living God.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mwebyo Katonda byali serious ku ggwanga lya Uganda,
in those God is serious on the nation Uganda,
okuyitibwa kwe ggwanga lya Uganda,
in the call of the nation Uganda.
Twatunuulira,
we looked,
nga Uganda yayitibwa,
and Uganda was called,
okuteekateeka amawanga gonna,
to prepare all nations,
olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu,
for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era nga twalaba,
and we still saw,
engeri ey'okuteekateeka amawanga gano,
the way of preparing these nations,
nga tuddamu okubuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
and resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God,
mu bwakabaka obw'omu,
in the kingdom of heaven.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nga tuddamu okubuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
and resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We looked at and the way of preparing the nations, and resume to rebuild the church of Christ, the saints of Christ,
abakulembera omwoyo wa Katonda,
those led by the Spirit of God.
Kuluno nga si bizimbe,
and this time it's not the buildings,
ngebizimbe si ye kanisa,
but the buildings is not the church,
wabula nga kunganyo lye kanisa,
but it's a synagogue of the church.
So mwebyo twatunuulira,
now in those we looked at,
twajja tulaba ensonga ezo,
we came seeing those issues,
nga Katonda bwali serious kuyitibwa kwe ggwanga lya Uganda,
how God is serious on the call of the nation Uganda,
teekateeka mawanga gonna,
to prepare all nations,
olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Tugambye twalaba ensonga ezo,
I told you we thought all those issues,
Uganda ng'alina okuddamu okubuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
Uganda is meant to resume, rebuild, and re-preach the gospel of the kingdom of God,
n'obutuukirivu,
and the righteousness,
mu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu,
in the kingdom of heaven.
Era nga Uganda,
and still Uganda,
alina okuzimba okuli building ekkanisa ya Kristo,
is meant to rebuild the church of Christ,
abatukuvu ba Kristo,
the saints of Christ,
abaana ba Katonda,
the children of God,
abakulembera omwoyo wa Katonda,
those led by the Spirit of God,
nga si bizimbe,
and it's not the buildings,
kubanga Yesu tagenda kudda kunona bizimbe,
for Christ is not going to come back to take the buildings.
Ezo ze zimu ku nsonga ze twalaba,
those are some of the issues we saw.
Era nga twalaba,
and still we saw,
omulimu ogwa Katonda ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi,
the last work, God's final work on the planet Earth,
ng'asinzira mu ggwanga lyattu erya Uganda,
and he bases the nation of Uganda.
Ebimu ku ebyo twajja tulamufunze,
those are some of the things we briefly saw,
okuyitibwa kuno okw'eggwanga lyattu erya Uganda,
and this call of the nation Uganda.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omulimu ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi,
work on the planet Earth,
ng'agusinzira mu ggwanga lyaffe erya Uganda,
and basing in the nation of Uganda.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Wano nno we twatunuulira part endala ku ebyo,
here is where we looked at the other part on those,
pulaani ya Katonda eri mu byawandiikwa eby'amazima,
the plan of God in the scriptures of truth,
oba gye tuyita God's biblical plan,
oh God's biblical plan,
pulaani ya Katonda eri mu byawandiikwa eby'amazima,
God's biblical plan in the scriptures of truth,
eri amawanga gonna ag'omu nsi, kuba future y'amawanga gonna ag'omu nsi,
the enlightened future of all nations of the world,
ng'ejjudde okumanya kwa Katonda n'ekitiibwa kye,
and filled with the knowledge of God and his glory.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Plan ya Katonda ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
God is plan with the nation Uganda.
Plan ya Katonda eri byandiko ebitukuvu.
Oh, God is biblical plan.
Eri ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
For the nation Uganda.
Ura future ya mawanga gonna ag'omunsi.
For the future of all nations of the world.
Eno okumanya Katonda okutudde n'ekitiibwa.
Has the full knowledge of God and the glory.
Era ng'omusana guno.
And this light.
Twalina okugumulisa mu
we were meant to lighten it in these first five systems.
System we are so
far. The first system
we could take is ebyomwoyo.
Is the spiritual church system.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bring
enlightenment, which is enough on the spiritual church
system.
The system of the church or the spiritual church. And the second system is the political sector.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
System,
the political system
to
bring within it the light of the word of God.
System,
the third system we saw is the economic system. To bring in it the light of the knowledge of God and His glory. We looked at the fourth system, the social sector or the social relations, in which we've seen the clans, nations, and languages. To call them get back to the holy clan of heaven, to be the children of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Then the system we open,
and the fifth system, which were meant to bring in light of the full knowledge of God and His glory, is the healthy system.
System,
the healthy system. We meant to bring in it the light of the full knowledge of God and the glory of God.
To
prove that eternal life winds up with the knowledge of the true God and the Christ Jesus He sent.
So
those are what we saw in the first phase.
God is serious
on the call of the nation Uganda. Praise Jesus so much. When we headed onto the second phase,
yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And God is serious on the call of
His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Here
we've briefly seen these issues down here, but we see them brief.
It means
ahead there we shall give you the details of them.
So phase
now in this second phase, we saw how God is serious on the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni to prove peace and justice in the nation of Uganda, to enable the call which is upon the Ugandans. Praise Jesus so much. I'm trying to give you what we've passed through some time back, and then we reach up to where we are now. But I've told you that in the second phase, and God is serious on the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni to prove peace and justice in the nation of Uganda, to enable the call which is upon the Ugandans. And God said,
this
is the reason why it's taken long on this leadership, yet not by his own will, but by the call. Till is proven peace and justice in the nation of Uganda, to prepare a good foundation of the leaders who are coming on next,
but
don't come mess up the call of the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now in those, what we saw in the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, where we first saw
prophetic speech,
his first prophetic speech he gave,
all
the speech he gave when he took oath of office, that speech which was prophetic,
Uganda,
which he gave unto Uganda,
Africa,
and Africa,
and
on the entire world. This prophecy
he
gave
in
1986. And that one we checked it. And we were given many scriptures on that issue. Praise Jesus so much.
The
part which came next on the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta
Museveni,
we saw the name of His Excellency, that prophetic name, the name Joel.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This name, we looked in the scriptures, like in Joel chapter 2, verses 27
unto
29.
And God showed us that name.
It
proclaimed the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the nation of
Uganda.
And then we'll be able, based in Uganda, to work on over the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
it prepares all the nations
for
the second coming of the Lord Jesus to come back for his saints.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the same reason
we saw
how God is serious on the call of His Excellency, we saw the name of His Excellency, the second name, the second prophetic name, the name Museveni.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
it gave us a sign,
which
show the fullness of the Holy Spirit
in
the nation of Uganda.
And
this Spirit, the fullness of the Holy Spirit,
is
the seven spirits of God, the seven eyes of God, just as they appear in the lampstand. We got a couple of scriptures which explain on the name Museveni, which symbolizes the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits in the nation of Uganda. We had scriptures like Revelations 4 and verses 5. And we had Revelations chapter 5 and verses 6.
Then Isaiah
11,
from
verses 1 and
2,
and they gave us the names of the seven spirits. And there is the spirit of wisdom, there is the spirit of understanding, there is the spirit of counsel, there is the spirit of power, there is the spirit of knowledge, there is the spirit of fear of God, and there is the spirit of God, as the seven spirits appear within the lampstand. Praise Jesus so much. When we move on to be given, how God is serious on the call of His Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, we move on to see the second sign of the seven guns,
which
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni began with,
is
a guerrilla war which brought him into leadership.
And
these seven guns, they moved on to represent the sign of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. When God brought him in leadership, when he was led by the Spirit of God,
and
he began with 27 people in entering the guerrilla war, and only 7 people among the
27,
the ones who began with the 7 guns. These are some of the signs which have been showing how God is serious with the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni to prove the peace and justice in the nation of Uganda, to enable the call which is upon our nation of Uganda, to prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus so much. In those we've moved on to see how God is serious on the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. It's one of the last signs of the term limits, which we have moved to 7 years. That which proved the seven spirits of God in the nation of Uganda. They said angels who are commanders, those holding the 7 trumpets, and the angels, the other 7, who are holding the 7 bowls. And there was a big sign of sounding the trumpet in the Ugandan parliament. in the time when they were lifting the term limits from 5 years to head on to 7 years. There was the sounding of the trumpet in the Ugandan parliament. It was a sign which showed the seven angels, those who sound the trumpets of God, under the seven spirits of God. And they command the seven angels, those holding the seven weapons or powers of God. Praise Jesus so much. And they already held bases in the nation of Uganda to be able to lead us together with the Holy Spirit to fulfill the call, the call which is upon our nation of Uganda. It's been spoken of many times, but there's no more time for waiting. Now, I'll try to show you that summary. Then you may see for that we've seen before. Praise Jesus so much. And on, you move on to see how God is serious with the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni to see that it proved, it maintains peace and justice in the nation of Uganda to enable the call which is upon the nation of Uganda.
This
is the way God called His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, and he is led by the Spirit of God
as
in the era of King David of Israel. Praise Jesus so much. This was another part which we saw,
it was by Sunday,
which we last covered last Sunday. How God called His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni and he led him by His Holy Spirit to come into leadership just as King David of Israel. These two, they were called to prove peace and justice unto the children of God and to restore the Ark of Covenant of God, which holds the Word of God in the children of God. Praise Jesus so much. In those we saw which they appear to have the same characteristics, both of them were led by the Spirit of God to come into leadership. Praise Jesus so much. And the second sign they both had, that they all first came and featured in the leaderships which were there before, to be able to gain experience through them. And after they will come into leadership. We've read very many scriptures which gave us these references.
Then,
the third characteristic both held, that both of them, they were joined on people who were despised, those whom they have grabbed possessions from them, those who were chased from leadership, and those who were in different disgrace. And both these happened on them. We read of them very well, and we
were
able to get explained of them well. We saw the fourth characteristic on both of them, that both of them to go in the bush, King David and His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, to go within the bush, they first got a prophecy, go to fight that they enter into leadership. One of the last signs and characteristics we saw, that both of them, they were meant to restore the Ark of the Covenant of God, which holds the Word of God in the midst of the children of God. Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, just ask King David
to
resume proclaim the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness all over the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
what we last saw in the second phase,
Katonda nga ali serious.
And God is serious.
Okuyitibwa kwewe ekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
With the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So kati olwaleero.
Now today.
Twagala kweyongerayo.
We want to move on.
Nga twongera okulaba. Engeri oweekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
And we see how His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
We yayitibwa mu bukulembeze.
He was called into leadership.
Nga Kabaka Cyrus.
Just as King Cyrus.
Wa Medo-Persia.
Of Medo-Persia. I expect let's begin.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
You've
already prepared your book.
Father,
it's been a summer of things we've covered
before.
Right now we want to
see
how God is
serious. On
the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta
Museveni
to prove peace and justice in the nation of Uganda
to
enable the call upon our nation.
And
still we see this aspect.
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta
Museveni.
How God called him.
Cyrus.
Just as King Cyrus.
Of Medo-Persia.
Of Medo-Persia.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Main issue, the
issue of the call of both of these people. That they appear the same.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. This king of Medo-Persia, King Cyrus, God called him to proclaim freedom unto the children of God, the children of Israel, those who were into captivity.
And
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, he too was called to proclaim peace and freedom unto the children of God in the nation of Uganda. In the same way, just as King Cyrus, he was called. He was called to rebuild the temple of God in Jerusalem. Thus, even the Excellency, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, he was called to resume to proclaim the rebuilding the Church of Christ, the saints of Christ, those led by the Spirit of God, and this time it's not the buildings.
Yes, we have a zibu nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
We
want to see the characteristics both have. And then you move on to get revealed. First of the things they same have, King Cyrus and His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. Both their names, they were written in the Holy Scriptures before they existed.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
That's
what we're going to first see.
Cyrus,
King Cyrus of Medo-Persia and His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, and they both their names were written in the Holy Book, the Bible, before they existed.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to see of that. According to Isaiah, Isaiah 45, from verse
1-7,
let's hear of those words. We are going to hear of the name of the King Cyrus before he even existed. He had not come onto leadership of the
Medo-Persia.
He moved on to be spoken of a prophecy and how God will be bringing him into leadership, even the mission God had prepared him to do. Let's read in Isaiah 45 from verses 1-7.
Isaiah esulayana mutano nyolisoka.
Isaiah 45 from verses 1.
Bwati omukama bwagambo oyo gwe yafuka kamafuta kulo gwe nkute ku mukono gwe ogwa ddyo.
Yes, we praise
Jesus.
Erinya kulo,
the name Cyrus,
uba mu Luganda baliyise kulo.
That is the Kuro in Uganda, but it's Cyrus in English.
Yes, he was
praise yeah. Jesus so much that you don't get confused. What is Kuro? That is Luganda. It's Cyrus in English.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Uh-huh. Isaiah sura ya namwetano unyoru soka.
Isaiah 45 from verses 1.
Bwatyo mukama bwagambo oyo gwe yafuka kamafuta kulo gwe nkute ku mukono gwe ogwa ddyo okujemula mawanga masoge era ndisumulula ebiwato by'abakabaka okugula wenzigi masoge nezi wanka kitezili galwawo.
Yes, we have been
praised Jesus so much.
Abaka Cyrus.
King Cyrus.
Obama nyidwanga kuro mu Uganda.
King Cyrus.
Yes, we have been
praised Jesus so much.
Oyalinga tannabana kujambo kulembeze.
Before he even came in leadership.
Nokuzali kwake ngate kunaba kuba.
Even before his birth had happened.
Banga yeye aliwo mirembe ja Daniel.
For he was there in the eras of Prophet Daniel.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so
much. Naye kuri mabega ko.
But here we are right far behind.
Mukitabo cha Isaiah.
In the book of Isaiah.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
Atonda bweyogera kuri nyali.
When God spoke of his name.
Byawandikiwe byamazima.
In the scriptures of truth.
Naye ngeri yali amutekeddwa okujemula mawanga.
How he had prepared him to subdue nations.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era n'okumukulirawo gates.
And to open gates for him which had been shut.
Asobola okumulagira jana ayita okujja.
And direct him where he will pass to get in leadership. Just as
we are
going to hear on his excellency, Yoweri Kaguta
Museveni.
Let's first move on. In Isaiah 45. Isaiah 45 verses 2.
Ndikukulembera,
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama yali ayogera kabaka ono Cyrus.
God had spoken of this king Cyrus.
Obakuro.
Cyrus.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Njiyeke nyini yali mukulemberamu.
He himself moved before him.
Okujambu kulembezi.
To come into leadership.
So mungeri yemu.
Now in the same way.
Kabatugendo kunyonyora.
Just as going to explain to you.
Wechichi wa yori Museveni Kaguta.
Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Atu yongeri yogulire.
Let's move on we hear.
Isaiah sura ya namwetano nyoro kusatu.
Isaiah 45 verses 3.
Era ndi kuwobu gaga obomu chizikiza. Nevi ntwebi ya kwekebwa. Ebili mubifebi ya chama. Uliokoma nyenga ndi mukama. Akuite elinya lio.
Ya muitachi.
He called him
yes,
by his name. Praise Jesus so much.
Ili ya manjumbia wa andikipwa.
Now his name appeared in the Holy Scriptures.
Natandava na kurabikanga azaliwa.
Before he was even born.
Abakono Cyrus.
This King Cyrus.
Irango wechichi wa yori Museveni Kaguta.
As his excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Kwebio katonda vya yoke na kurinyari ya yoweri.
Both these God spoke of his name, the name Joel.
Kabu tuwelekele ukuraba mchitako cha yoweri.
Just as we hear and see in the book of Joel.
Katusuke tumalei wano.
Let's first finish here.
Isaiah sura ya namwetano olinyolo kuna.
Isaiah 45 verses 4.
Kura Yakobo mweleza wange. Chemvudengu ite elinyerio.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus.
Kabako ono Cyrus.
This King Cyrus.
Kabakuro.
Of Cyrus.
Katunda ya gendo kumuita.
God came to call him.
Kura Yakobo.
For the sake of Jacob.
Mweleza we.
His servant.
Ekanisa ye.
His church.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katu yungere yogulire.
Let's move on here.
Isaiah esule ya namwetano onunyiriyo lokuna.
Isaiah 45:4.
Nkutumi erinya ne wakubadde nga tomanyanga.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yamutume erinya eyo.
Named him that name.
Ngatamumanyi.
When he never knew of God.
Ngatamanyi Katonda.
He did not know of God.
Ira ngatamulowoza
ngana. Never thought of him.
Kabaka Cyrus ono.
King Cyrus.
Yatuka n'okuyingira mu bukulembeze.
He then reached to enter leadership.
N'afuga.
And he reigned.
Nga yayita mu nzigi zennyini Katonda ze yayogerako.
And he passed the real doors God spoke of.
Mu geti zennyini ezo.
The real gates.
N'atuka eri okufuga.
He reached into reign.
Nga nayita nategeera ani yamututteyo.
He had not realized who had taken him in that leadership.
Era mulimu ki gwe yalina okulabika ng'akola.
What mission was he meant to execute?
So ne mu kiseera kino.
Now even this time.
Kimanyi bulungi.
It knows very well.
Wechiti kwa yuri Museveni Kaguta.
Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Kwa batu natumuramu.
When he looks through it.
Asuburu ukubanga liyarajizingo kuiti wako.
He can realize his call.
Na yomu sana ukutu ukira da kutiki ya dalichi amu iti wakore
wako. But the light which reaches to make him know what he was called to do.
Ugonno kwe kubate kukurako.
That has been what is lacking.
Na uku ongiru funo ukutiki ya dana.
Move on to get your understanding.
Iyeza kwa liwabitia.
How things can be done.
Hinga wali wabu anabimu kamba mamu sendi kide mkisoka.
Prophets God sent for him before.
Na abatume.
And the apostles.
Abakizeza kwa kumote geza.
Those who tried to tell him.
Ukutu ukamu kamba kuyango na mkugendo le
guru. Till God took me in this journey of heaven.
Na yungiru ukumpe ibiyama.
And he moved on to give me secrets.
Ibi kwa adagana kuituwa kwe guanga lifiga Uganda.
Which concern the call of the nation Uganda.
Museveni Kaguta.
His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta.
Kali Nansi ndi kukunyonyola eggwanga lya Uganda.
He sent me explain to the nation Uganda.
Atenda okunyonyola Chiwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
Explain His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Ibyo kuyitibwa kwa fili kwa Uganda.
Concerning the call of our nation Uganda. Together with him.
Iranga Katonda yagenda maso.
And God moved on to compare what concerns His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
And
she connected it with that of King Cyrus
of
Medo-Persia. He would never knew God, yet God called him. Now even this time, as we take our message to Uganda and to His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni,
to
reveal to him what God called him to do of truth. To show him his other fellow leaders who are called just like him. Those who have ever lived in eras before.
So as
that he can look at them.
And
on do what God called him to do.
Let's
move on here what concerns King Cyrus.
Isaiah
45 verse 5.
Nze mukama so tewali mulala. Tewali Katonda wabula nze. Ndi kusiba olukoba ne wankubadde nga tomanyanga.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Mukama yagamba kabaka Cyrus.
God called King Cyrus.
Nze nja kukunyweza mbukulembeza.
I will strengthen you into leadership.
Ngatunda bana kuntegera nja kukunyweza.
No, not me, I will establish and strengthen you there.
Era obukulembeza ibu.
And your leadership.
Kuli twale ekiseera kinene nga nze nkukuumiramu.
Take a long time when it was put you there.
Kati owekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Tekiri mu kubanja abadde yeerwanira okubeera mukulembeza.
Not that he's been fighting by himself to maintain his leadership.
Era tekiri mu kubanja abadde dictator.
And it's not that he's been a dictator.
Wabula wabadde wamusibiramu olukoba n'amunywereza.
There is another who tightened and strengthened him within the leadership.
Katonda kitaffe
w'omugulu. God the Father in heaven.
Ne Mukama waffe Yesu.
And the Lord Jesus.
Pamu n'Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
Together with the Holy Spirit.
Paka ng'amaze okutuukiriza okuyitibwa okulikulamu obwe.
Till he fulfilled the call upon his life.
Era naffe tuli ku kiri ekiyita amaanyi.
We are on the swift cloud.
To preach
this message to Uganda.
And
to His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta. Tell all you the Ugandans. And our friends.
It is
not by him to be in leadership all this long. Even to
increase
the term limits to be 7 years.
God
moved on to show you the seven spirits of his that they are in Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
you moved on to strengthen
him.
Till we moved through this message. And then you realize we resume, sit down together, see how to move on as the nation Uganda. After you reveal those words, as today.
Isaiah 45 verse 6. N'okuva ebugwanjuba nga tewali wabula nze
nti balyoke bamanye
that they will know
mu mawanga gonna ag'omunsi
in all the nations of the world
nti tewali mulala amunywereza mukulembeza
any other who strengthens him in leadership
era teri Katonda mulala
wabula
oyo Katonda entandikwa ate nga yenkomeero
God the beginning and the end
kitaffe
Father
omwana
the Son
n'omwoyo omutukuvu
and the Holy Spirit
ayongera n'annyonnyola
mu He goes on and explains this
Isaiah 45:7 nze mumba omusana era ntonda ekizikiza. Ndeeta emirembe era ntonda obubi.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ye Katonda yatusindikira emirembe.
God will send peace on our way.
Mugwanga natulia Uganda.
In the nation of Uganda.
Ngaita mwechitiba Yoweri Museveni
Kaguta. When he passed through His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Ngabu ya kweisa kabaka Cyrus.
Like used King Cyrus.
Wa Medo-Persia.
Of the Medo-Persia.
Kulangira emirembe.
To proclaim freedom and peace.
Eri abana ba Israeli.
Unto the children of Israel.
Ngali mu buwambe.
Those who were in captivity.
Ngabali mu Babylon
and they are in Babylon
abantu aliwayo ku mirembe gya kabaka
Nebukadnezar those were taken there in the era of King Nebuchadnezzar
era bali bayo nuna Yerusalemu
they had sinned within Jerusalem
ne tempe yaliyo
even the temple which was there
naye Katonda yakoyisa kabaka ono
but God used King Cyrus
okulangira emirembe gye bali
to proclaim freedom unto them
n'okuddamu okuzimba ennyumba ya Katonda
and to rebuild the house of God
yes ye bazibwe
praise Jesus so much
so mwebyo
now in those
ebyerinnya lyabo
their name
kubanga amanya gano gombiri
both these names appear in the scriptures, and even what's spoken of them, and they were meant to come to pass just as today. Praise Jesus so much. In Joel chapter 2 verses 27 and 28, we speak of the name Joel, Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, President of the Republic of Uganda, from 1986. Let's read in Joel 2, from verses 27.
Joel 2,
verses 27.
Era mulimanya, nga ndi wakati mu Isiraeli, era nga ndi Mukama Katonda wammwe, so tewali mulala. N'abantu bange tebalikwatibwa nsonyi.
Praise Jesus so much.
Those
who cried to God those days of coming of this president, we were many. But this prophecy was released to a certain woman who gave it to His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. And God moved him to fight for the nation of Uganda. A very big sign of his name, the name Joel, which showed the outpouring of the Holy Spirit
unto
the children of God all over the entire world,
yet
basically in the nation of Uganda.
Let's
move on here on Joel 2. Verses
28.
Joel 2, verses 28.
Awoluri tuka, oluvanyuma, ndifukomo yogwange kubona, abalino mubiri. Kale batabani bamwe, nebawala bamwe, bali lakula. Abakade bamwe bali lotebiroto. Abalenzi bamwe, bali labokole sebo.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okuva OHT wa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
Ever since His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, he entered in leadership.
Moyo mtukufu yayongera okukola omulimu gwe.
The Holy Spirit moved on to do His work.
Okufu kuba kubanji mukwanga
natura Uganda. Pouring the Spirit to many in Uganda.
Niwankubadde bamuliddemu olukwe.
Even some of them have betrayed Him.
So si wanowo kama Uganda.
Not only here in Uganda,
naye n'okwetula ensi yonna.
But all over the entire world.
Era waliwo abafuluma n'okwolesebwa kungi.
Those who came out with much visions
which
we shall see of ahead there.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That vision
moved
on to speak of the call of the nation Uganda in
1992. Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Waliwo abasajja abava mu Australia.
There are men who came from Australia.
This
vision they brought in the nation Uganda, it was written in the newspapers,
New Vision,
of the New Vision. And they showed that God had
blessed
the nation of Uganda.
In
His last final work, He was based right in this nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In 1995, Apostle John Mulinde was
sent
with the vision of the call of the nation Uganda.
So, erinya eryoHT wa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
Name of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Lyagenda maso n'okulaga okuyibwa kw'Omwoyo Mutukufu.
Move on to show the pouring of the Holy Spirit
in
the nation of Uganda.
Atenga na yeke nyini.
And He Himself.
Kama mutumwa okuleta emirembe.
God sent Him to bring peace.
N'obwenkanya mu ggwanga litwa Uganda.
Justice in the nation Uganda.
Yayongera kama n'agamba.
God moved on and He said.
Yoweri sura yokubiri.
Joel chapter 2.
Onyurabimu omwenda.
Verses 29.
Ayogera ku ebibi yokubaho nga omukulembeze ono yakamuleta ku.
Speaks of things to happen when he's just brought this leader into leadership.
Joel 2
verses 29.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. He said even on the servants, people least expected and despised, God moves on, put much visions, and He pours His Holy Spirit on them. Those happened on the nation Uganda. Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni came in. Visions increased much from the different nations abroad, even in the nation Uganda.
Moved
on, preached prove the call of the nation Uganda and the coming of that leader, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. Now concerning the name of King Cyrus and what was spoken of to do, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, as the name spoken of Joel in the scriptures of truth, first part, which we've seen and they have the same likeness.
Yes, yes, when
praise we, Jesus so much.
We
want to move on to see another part.
That
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni,
President wa Uganda,
the President of the Republic of Uganda, from the year 1986, and King Cyrus
of
Medo-Persia. Both were sent by prophets that they were revealed of what they were meant to do.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Kabaka Cyrus,
King Cyrus
of
Medo-Persia,
had been
spoken of in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 45.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus
so much.
But he didn't first realize that till there was one who came to reveal it to him.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Daniel.
And Daniel the prophet.
Nabi Daniel.
Prophet Daniel. One of those who revealed King Cyrus those
words.
But when he heard,
he
understood what God had called him to do.
So no HTW Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
Excellence, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. Now receives those telling of him what God purposed him to do.
And they know,
as soon as you hear, will begin to do with much strength. The Spirit of the Lord is to make him realize it well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. In Daniel 9, from verse 1
to
4, praise Jesus so
much.
King Darius, whom King Cyrus came next to him, when he was about to get from leadership, Prophet Daniel, he moved on to get revealed on those concerning the children of Israel and the years they were meant to spend in Babylon and they had finished. And he entered into intercessions.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. Let's hear of those.
Daniel 9
from verses 1.
Mu mwaka ogw'olubereberye ogwa Daliyo, omwana wa Kasweru, ow'ezzadde ly'Abameedi, eyali obwakabaka obw'Abakaludaaya, olunya olw'okubiri. Mu mwaka ogw'olubereberye mu mirembe gye, nze Danieri, ebitabo ne bintegeeza omuwendo gw'emyaka, Yeremiya nnabbi gye yaggirwako ekigambo kya Mukama. Okutuukiriza Yerusalemu okuzika.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much.
Nabi Daniel.
Prophet Daniel.
Yakwata ekitabo kya Yeremiya.
He got the book of Prophet Jeremiah.
Nasoma.
And he read it.
Nabikulirwa.
And he got revealed.
Ebyali birina okuba ku baana ba Isirayiri.
What was meant to be on the children of Israel.
Nabatwalidde mu
buwanganguse. And they had been taken into captivity.
Era nti balina okumalayo emyaka 7.
And that they were meant to spend their 70 years.
Omukama alyoka abatumira agenda okubanunula.
And then God will send them a redeemer.
Wabula bwe yamala okusomayo mu Yeremiya.
But after you read in the book of Jeremiah.
Katusomeko ku Yeremiya yowulire.
Let's read Jeremiah.
Yeremiya 25.
Jeremiah 25.
Verses
11.
Paka 12.
And to 12.
Yeremiya esula ya 25 olunyirwa 11.
Jeremiah 25 from verse 11.
Nense eno yonna eriba matongo n'ekyewuunyo n'amawanga gano galiweereza kabaka w'e Babiloni emyaka 7. Olunyirwa 12. Awo olulituuka emyaka 7 we girituukirira ne ndyoka mbonereza kabaka w'e Babiloni n'eggwanga eryo, bw'ayogera Mukama, olw'obutali butuukirivu bwabwe n'ensi y'Abakaludaaya Era ndijifula matonge ennaku zonna.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mukama yali yaisogo nabi Yeremia.
God had released the prophecy through prophet Jeremiah.
Kutwala abaana ba Isirayiri buwanganguse.
Take the children of Israel into captivity.
Emyaka nsanvu nga gyonna bagimala
Babylon. 70 years and you have to spend them in Babylon.
Wabula nabi Daniel.
But prophet Daniel.
Daniel sura yomwena.
In Daniel 9.
Nyolisoka nolokubi.
From verses 1 and 2.
Nasomayo nabikulirwa.
He read that book, he got revealed.
Nategeera nti emyaka nsanvu.
And he realized the 70 years had finished. But he moved on to search. When these years are finished, how are we going to be helped? That's why in Jeremiah 29, verses 10 to 15, he moved on, read these words. Jeremiah 29 from verse 10. Jeremiah 29 from verse 10.
Kubanga bwati wayogera Mukama nti, emyaka nsanvu egirituukirira Babiloni, emyaka nsanvu egirituukirira Babiloni, ndibajira ne ntuukiriza gye muli ekigambo kyange ekirungi, nga mbakomyawo mu kifo kino. Olunyolwe kumi n'olumu. Kubanga mmanye ebirowoozo by'endowooza gye muli, bwayogera Mukama, ebirowoozo eby'emirembe so si bya bubi. Okubawa okusuubira enkomerero yammwe oluvannyuma.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mukama yali yayisa obunabbi mu kitabo ekyo kya Yeremiya.
Go and release prophecies through the book of prophet Jeremiah.
Abaga nti emyaka nsanvu bwe giri ibanga giweddeko.
After 70 years will pass.
Muwangangose gye baali.
In the captivity where they were.
Mukubonyaabonyezibwa.
Even in the punishment.
Katonda alibakyalira.
God will visit them.
Naye nabbi Daniel.
But prophet Daniel.
Bwe yasoma ekyo ne kimubikkulibwa.
When he read that was revealed to him.
Mu Daniel sura y'omwenda.
In Daniel 9.
Yagenda maso okuyingira mu kwegayirira.
Moved on entered intercessions.
Wabula aba akyegayirira.
But as he was interceding.
Katonda namubikkulira Yesaya sura ya 45.
Revealed him Isaiah 45. Yet that same king, whom God spoke of with the same names, he was the one in leadership at that time.
He
decided to take himself Daniel, prophet Daniel. He went to explain the king that the king you are written about in the holy book,
and
what was written about you, all of them, to come into leadership, it's exactly you passed through.
Katonda guno gwe mulimu gwa kubanja.
God, this is the mission is commanding you to.
Kabaka Cyrus.
King Cyrus.
Nabi Daniel bwamuyitira.
When prophet Daniel told him.
Ebyamazima ebyali mwogeddwa.
The truth which was spoken of him.
Mutufu agenda okunulamu.
Truly looked in his lifestyle. And the things happened like that to him.
Eri omwoyo wa Mukama amangu ago.
And the spirit of God immediately.
Yegatamu n'omwoyo gwa Kabaka Cyrus.
Joined with the spirit of King Cyrus.
Okusobola okutuukiriza ebyamuyitibwa okukolebwa.
To fulfill what was called him to do.
Katuddeyo ku katono. Isaiah
45. Let's get back brief to Isaiah
45.
Verse 1 and 2.
Isaiah 45
from verse 1.
Bwato mukama wagamba oyo gwe yafuka kamafuta kulo. Gwe nkute ku mukono gwe ogwa ddyo. Okujemula amawanga maaso ge. Era ndisumulula ebiwato bya bakabaka. Okugulawo enzigi mu maaso ge. Nezi wankachi teziri galuao.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nabi Daniel.
Prophet Daniel.
Bwa amaru kusuma mu Isaiah na mutano.
After reading Isaiah 45.
Na asuma kabaka Cyrus.
And read about King Cyrus.
Kwa kutuma nyinga kuru muruganda.
Cyrus.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Na alamani ingiri jete mbukure mbezi.
He saw the way he came in leadership.
Neka tunda biya mwongira kukona.
And what God spoke of him to do.
Yasikula na agena na mnyonyora.
He moved, went, explained to the king.
Irumu yu wamu kama yari wamu na
yi. The spirit of the Lord was together with him.
Na abikulira kabaka Cyrus.
And revealed to King Cyrus what to do.
So vingi betu oge de OHT wa yowiri
msele ni kakuda. Then he spoken of his excellency yori kakuda
msele. Ya mamu kama biya mwongi de kwa kuru
kusos. Separate, God has spoken about him.
Eviraga okuja mbukure mbezi.
Which shows he's coming in leadership.
And
that he prepared him to do.
So, ngera kabaka Cyrus.
Now, just asking Cyrus. When he got that explanation.
Nafuno moyo wa Katonda amangu.
And he got the spirit of God immediately.
Nalangira. Okutuukiriza ekyamuyitibwa okukolebwa.
And he proclaimed to fulfill the mission called him to do.
Weyongerayo mu Isaiah na mutano.
When you move on in Isaiah 45.
Nabi Daniel yayongera okunyonyola ebigambo bino.
Prophet Daniel moved to explain these words down.
Isaya esula ya 45
verse 2.
Ndikukulembera Nentereze bife bitali bisende. Ndi menyamenye nziji ezebikomo. Nente mateme bisibe byechuma. Olokusatu. Era ndi kuobu gaga obomu chizikiza. Nevi ntwebi ya kwekebwa. Ebili mubife byechama. Oliokoma nyenga ndi mukama. Akuite erinnya lyo. Katonda wa Israeli.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus so much.
Abu yagamba ikugamba era kabaka Cyrus.
This King Cyrus.
Prophet Daniel yageno mubikulira.
Prophet Daniel has revealed to him.
Ngama kuboku yahitamu
and the ways he passed through.
Obugako obwali bwa bwakwitwanga mukama bumuwa
which were hidden God had given them to him.
Ngama bora bwechiti bwa yori musimini
kwa Gudi. Excellency bora kwa Mseve.
Obugako obwenja bora kugwanga lya Uganda.
He prayed treasures of the nation of Uganda.
Obubikulidwa nga akyali na
which have been revealed when he's still in leadership.
Gano mafuta.
This is oil.
Guno
different stones.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So to what it can
nothing to reject on a little.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
But move on to know that truth.
But move on to know that truth. As the nation of Uganda.
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta
Museveni.
Prophet Daniel.
He moved
on to explain King Cyrus.
Of
those which had been spoken of him in Isaiah. And he spoke this.
Isaiah sura ya 5 olunyolo kuna
Isaiah 45 verse 4
kulwa Yakobo mweleza wange chemvude nkuite erinnya lyo.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yamunyu anamugamba.
He explained, he told the
king, Cyrus,
that King Cyrus,
Katonda kuite erinnya Cyrus,
that God to call the name Cyrus,
yakuita kulwa Yakobo.
He called you for the sake of Jacob,
kulwa abana ba Israeli,
for the sake of children of Israel,
kulwa kanisa,
for the sake of church.
Erango wachiti wa yuri musemi ni kaguta
yuri mugamba. Just as his essence, yuri kaguta museveni.
Mukama buwamu vikulira liru.
How God reveals him today.
Ndiyo kumite erinnya lya Yoweri.
That to call him the name Joel.
Kwari kulaga kuiwa kongwa mtu kufuiri kanisa ya
Christ. To show the power of the Holy Spirit, the Church of Christ.
Nakali kaboni loke njini akeri nyari.
Was the sign of his name.
Era na yenga alaki buka kaseme nembele wengi.
It was commanded to prove peace and justice.
Mugwanga ni tibira Uganda.
In the nation of Uganda.
Kukusavazi soku iti kwa kuliriko.
To enable the call upon it.
Yes, he was going to
praise Jesus so much.
So, if you mock him,
now those are some of the things which they have the same
relevance.
As God moved on to reveal them to me in the journey of heaven.
The other
thing they appear to have in likeness is this one down here.
Yes, he was going
to praise Jesus so much.
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni,
President
of the Republic of Uganda.
Okuva mu mwaka gwa
1986
wamu ne kabaka Cyrus
together with King Cyrus
of
Medo-Persia
Katonda yabayita okulangirira emirembe.
God called them to proclaim freedom
eri ekanisa ya Kristo
unto the Church of Christ
eri abaana ba Katonda
unto the children of God
ate n'okuzimba
and even to rebuild
temple ya Katonda
the temple of God
ekanisa ya Kristo
the Church of Christ
abatukufu ba Katonda
the saints of God
abakulembera omwoyo wa Katonda
those led by the Spirit of God.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tuchimanyi bulungi.
We know it very well.
Tuwechiti wa yuri Museveni Kaguta.
His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Echo kulangira emirembe gye kanisa
y'obulokozi. To proclaim freedom the Church of Salvation.
Kino yakikola.
This one he did it.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Eranga kabaka Cyrus naye bwe bali bamulagira.
Just as King Cyrus had been commanded.
Unakulumu.
One day, His Excellency Yoweri Museveni called all the born again and he proclaimed the born again as a belief in Uganda. This work he did it. Even though he may not realize why he did it, but we want to move on to take this message that they still remain in one part to proclaim the building of the Church of Christ, the saints of God. And this time it's not the building.
Christ
is not going to come back to get buildings,
but
to proclaim the peace
and
to the nation Uganda and to salvation. That one happened.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Katundu kebasigaza okubanga afana ganira dalabu
oji. He remains to appear very well
ne kabaka Cyrus
with King Cyrus.
Kulangira okuzimba kanisa ya Kristo
to proclaim the building of the Church of Christ, the saints of Christ. the church of Christ. In this time, it's not the buildings, but for see the children of God.
Yes,
Christ is going to come back for
they
have no spot, neither wrinkles.
So
this is what we look on to see. In those days, when King Cyrus got to be revealed, what he was meant to do through the prophet Daniel, there were evangelists then, like Ezra, there was Nehemiah. They arose and moved on to show the king what they are meant to move on to do. Even us as a new generation, with the full knowledge of God, we
are
risen to show the nation
Uganda,
of Uganda
and
all our friends in the entire world what concerns our call and how to execute it. Together with the call of His Excellency or Kaguta Museven, and how to fulfill it. Bible shows the King Cyrus of Medo Persia, after it was revealed of what concerns him, spoke these words down here. Ezra chapter 1, from verse 1 unto 11.
Ezra esura esoka.
Ezra 1 from verses 1.
Awo mwaka ogoluberebere ogwa kulo kabaka we Bebuperusi ekigambo kya mukama mukamwa ka Yeremia kitukirire.
Yes, you was going
to praise Jesus so much.
Awo mwaka ogoluberebere
that first year of the king of the King Cyrus of the Medo Persia, the word of the Lord, which had been released from the mouth of King Prophet Jeremiah and Isaiah, that they come to pass. And he spoke this.
Ezra esule soka onyol soka.
Ezra chapter 1 from verse 1.
Mukama nakubiriza omoyo gwa Cyrus kabaka we Perusi. No kulangirira na langirira okubunyo gwa kabaka we bonna.
Yes, you was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mukama nakubiriza omoyo gwa kabaka Cyrus.
And the Lord moved the spirit of King Cyrus.
Manyindi Uganda wo uliro bakabono.
That Uganda, as soon as you listen to this message,
omoyo gukubirizwa kankano.
Your spirit is being moved right now. To fulfill the call upon us as a nation, Uganda.
And
I know His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. As soon as you hear of these words, your heart is moved by the Holy Spirit and the light of total understanding of your call. It comes from God. It moves on to come to you. And you move on to fulfill peace and justice in the nation of Uganda. And to fulfill all the works of proclaiming freedom unto the church, to restore the word of God,
and
to rebuild the church of Christ, His saints, the saints of God, all over the entire world. Our Lord Jesus, which is going to come back for as a holy church, which has no spots and not a wrinkle.
Ezra esura esoka olinyolu soka.
Ezra chapter 1 verses 1.
Mukama nakubiriza omoyo gwa kabaka Cyrus owe Perusi nokulangirira nalangirira okubunya gwa kabaka bwe bonna nokuwandika nabiwandika nga ayogera olinyolu okubiri.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much.
Kabaka Cyrus,
King Cyrus,
yagenda maso kubirizibwa omoyo
mutukufu. He moved on to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
Nakulukunye baruwa.
And he wrote down a letter.
Natandika okulangirira.
He began to proclaim
okuyitibwa okwamuliko.
The call which was upon him.
Era n'okutuukiriza ekigendo Mukama kye yamuyitira.
And to fulfill what God had called him for.
Kitusaba oweekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
To request His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Bingi bye tuwadde mufunze kuyitibwa kw'eggwanga.
There are many things we've given in briefing the call of the nation.
Ne kukuyitibwako oweekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
In the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Era nga kiseera kya kulangirira.
And it's a time of proclaiming.
Oveeyo olangirire mu lwatu.
And you come back, proclaim, come out, proclaim officially
okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
The call of the nation Uganda. and even your own personal call, that it will be known to all nations of the world.
And
even us determined to work,
we
stand to proclaim what you will have, fulfill what you will have proclaimed in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Ezra esura esoka olunyolo okubiri.
Ezra 1 verses 2.
Nti bwatyo bwayogera kabaka Cyrus kabaka owe Buperusi. Nti obwakabaka bonna obw'omu nsi Mukama Katonda w'eggulu abumpadde. Era nkuutidde okumuzimbira ennyumba mu Yerusaalemi ekiri mu Yuda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was
with you. Praise Jesus so
much.
King Cyrus, after he was revealed all things, brought to all territories he reigned over, which he had authority over, and he told them that God, he has emphasized to me, build a temple of him in Jerusalem. But this time we know that the church is no more the buildings. The buildings are synagogues. But the church of God, they are the children of God, the saints of Christ, those led by the Spirit of God, which is going to come back for, and they don't have support now, a ring
of
it. It's your work, your excellence, your
Kakuta,
to proclaim in the entire world
and
the rightful church how it's meant to be, the saints of God, the children of God. And we too,
we
are like priests going to come from behind to fulfill, like you see Ezra and Nehemiah, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Ezra esura esoka olunyirwa kusatu.
Ezra chapter 1 verses 3.
Buli alimu mwe kubantu bebonna Katonda we abere naye.
Kakati n'okukubiriza.
And even to encourage.
Kubanga kabaka Cyrus mchisiriji.
King Cyrus in those days.
Yakubiriza.
He encouraged.
Buli muntu yenne yali akiriza Katonda okwetola ensi yonna.
Pastor who believed God in the entire world.
Okuyimirira mu mulimu gwe.
To stand in their own work.
Okwokuweereza Katonda.
Of serving God.
Eranga no wekitibwa Yoweri Museveni
Kaguta. His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Katonda bwakulagira nga leero.
How God commands you like today.
Era naffe bwe tukusaba okutuukiriza ekigambo
ekyo. We request you fulfill that word.
Ezra esura esooka olunyo olwokusatu.
Ezra chapter 1 verse 3.
Buli alimu mmwe ku bantu be bonna Katonda w'abeere naye ayambuke mu Yerusaalemi ekiri mu Yuda azimbe ennyumba ya Mukama Katonda wa Isirayiri ye Katonda ali mu Yerusalemi.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abaka Cyrus.
King Cyrus.
Yadangi anagamba.
He proclaimed and he said.
Uli ali mumwe nga ajasika deo.
Every person in you still remaining.
Eranga kiriza Katonda yatonde guru
nsi. And they believe God will create the heavens and earth.
Ayambuke Yerusalemi.
Let them move up to Jerusalem.
Azimbe nyumba ya Katonda.
They will build the temple of God.
Ekanisa ya Katonda.
The church of God.
Ekisera kitulimu.
At the moment we are in.
Okutiba kwe gwanga letu la Uganda.
The call of the nation Uganda.
Teka teka manga gonna.
To prepare all nations.
Olokuda kwa for
the second coming of Jesus to come back for his saints, and that is the church which has no spot now in
wrinkle.
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, one of the things is to know the call of the nation is to rebuild the church of Christ, the saints of Christ, and then we'll find those with faith
which
is to take without a spot now in wrinkle. In this type of main agenda is to build the children of God, the church of Christ, not the buildings. For the buildings, these are tents which save us not to be hit by sun and rain not to hit us. Christ Jesus is not to come back for the buildings. Let's move on over here.
Ezra
chapter 1.
Ezra esura esoka olunyo olwokuna.
Ezra chapter 1 verses 4.
Era buli asigadde mu kifo kyonna mwabeeranga mugenyi. Abasajja ab'omu kifo kye bamubeere ne feza ne zaabu n'ebintu n'ebisolo. Obutasaako ekyo kye bawaayo ku bwabwe eky'ennyumba ya Katonda erimu Yerusalemu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abaka Cyrus yakubiriza.
King Cyrus mobilized and encouraged. Remember he was of Medo-Persia.
Ayinga akubiriza zimba nyumba ya Mukama.
Mobilized the building of the house of God in Jerusalem.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Rana aragira buli muntu yenna.
He commanded every person.
Ngajepe chimwe chekumi nebyo bayo yali awayo.
Beside the tithe and offerings they were giving.
Olw'okuzimba ennyumba ya Mukama.
Building the temple of
God. Yabagamba mwongere n'okuwaayo ebirala.
Told them give more offerings.
Bakange ennyumba ewedde.
Till that temple is finished.
Naye jjukira kuluno.
But remember this time.
Tetugenda zimba bizimba.
We are not going to build buildings.
Ebizimbe tujja kubizimba.
We shall build buildings.
Olw'okuwona empewo n'enkuba.
To be safe from the cold and the rainfall.
Naye tugenda singa nyo fokasinga ku kanisa.
We are to major to focus on church.
Abaana ba Katonda.
The children of God.
Bakulembera omwoyo wa Katonda.
Those led by the Spirit of God.
Bazimbwa mwoyo ne mubiri.
And they are built in the spirit and in the flesh.
Okubeera ekkanisa etalina bbala newankubadde
olufu
songa okulangira ku ekitiibwa yoweri Museveni Kaguta
proclaiming of his excellence yoweri Kaguta
eri Uganda n'ensi yonna
to Uganda and the entire world
okuddamu okulabirira abaana ba Katonda
to resume take care of the children of God
okuzimba ekkanisa ya Kristo
build the church of Christ
abatukuvu ba Kristo
and saints of Christ.
Ezra esula esooka olunya olw'okutaano.
Ezra chapter 1 verses 5.
Awo emitwe gy'ennyumba z'aba kitaabwe eza Yuda ne Benjamini ne bagolokoka ne bakabona n'abaleevi bonna Katonda be yakubiriza omwoyo gwabwe okwambuka okuzimba ennyumba ya Mukama eri mu Yerusalemu.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ekiseera kino
in this time
mwe mwenna abali mu Uganda n'okutuula ensi yonna
in the Uganda and the entire world
ab'okwegatta mu mulimu guno
those to join on this mission
ogw'okuteekateeka ensi yonna
of preparing the entire world
olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ
tubakubiriza mwe wenna we muli
we encourage you wherever you are
okujja okweyongera okuzimba ennyumba ya Kristo
to come move on build the temple of Christ
kanisa ya Kristo
the church of Christ
abatukuvu ba Kristo
the saints of Christ
tukanga bali ku kigera kya Kristo Yesu
the measure of Christ Jesus our master
abatukuvu
and they are holy
natibaina bala
and they hold no spots
ne wankubadde olufugiro
and not the wrinkles
ebizimbe muzimbye bingi
you built many buildings
naye Mukama sibi agenda okudukulana
not to get he's not coming back for the buildings
ebizimbe biwo kutuonya nkuba
buildings are there to save us from the rainfall
omusana
the sunshine
ne mbewu
and the cold
atuyangeria olire
let's move on with here.
Ezra esule soka onyolo mukaga.
Ezra chapter 1 verse 6.
Au abobonna ababetolodde ne banyweza mikono gyawe n'ebintu ebya feza ne zaabu n'ebintu n'ebisolo n'ebintu eby'omwendo omungi obutasaka ebyo byonna bebawayo kubwabwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ekiseera kino
in this time
njogera eri amatu gonna ag'omunsi.
I speak to all people of the world
abalina amatu okuwulira
who have ears that they can hear
era abalina okutu okuwulira
those who have an ear to hear
n'abo abalaba signs
and those who see the signs
manyinga emitima gyamwe omwoyo omutukuvu agisinkana.
I know that your hearts the Holy Spirit meets them
okuŋŋaanya byonna ebyetaagisa
gather all things necessary
okudda muzimba ennyumba ya Katonda
rebuild the house of God
ekkanisa ya Kristo
the church of Christ
abatukuvu ba Kristo
the saints of Christ.
Ezra esula esooka onyola omusanvu.
Ezra chapter 1 verse 7.
Era Cyrus kabaka n'afulumya ebintu eby'omu nnyumba ya Mukama Nebukadduneza bye yajja mu Yerusalemu n'abiteeka mu ssabo lya bakatonda be. Olunyolo omunaana.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kabaka Cyrus
King Cyrus
naddira ebintu ebyali byanyagibwe bino okubeera mu kanisa
all articles which you are brought and we are meant to be in the church
yaino kuyamba kanisa
those which you are meant to help the church
nabijayo nabikomyawo
you brought them out restored them to church
songa twogera ne government ya
now we speak with our government
why chimwe cha 10 na ichiwe why mu nyumba ya Katonda
give the tithe and the offerings to the house of God
mulimo kubula mu ichiwe
that they are never lacking food in there
yongerwa kuzimbibwa
that it gets to be built
chimulemego kunyaga Katonda kwanga nyoliyo na
you don't drop God you the entire nation
usinira bwa bagamba
according how he tells you
asinzira Malachi sura yo kusaba
basis in Malachi 3
onyoro munana
verses 8
pako onyoro 12
verses 12
jigwanga linoli onali munyaga
this entire nation is robbing me
eranga liganyo kuwayo ekimwe cha 10 nechiwe wayo
refuse to give the tithe and the offering
munyumba yakata namulimo okubula mwetu
okuli the house of God never lacks food
songa naba sumba banji kwabo
many pastors of those
yale kwaba galozi kubaba weliza
bakatu many thought to be servants of God
abamazo kubemwe bya 10 nechiwe wayo
stolen tithes and the offering coins and they ate them alone and they built their own houses and they bought their cars and they abandoned the house of God, the children of God, and they moved on to suffer and they have nothing now, not even to strengthen the hand of the one who is failed. Yet in the Acts 4, when they brought on the apostles' feet, each person was given as their need was, and every person was lifted up, and asked you to lift your brother
and
they have what they need in the life
and
in serving God.
So
the nation brings back tithes and offerings,
and
pastors and all ministers who have robbed God, in the house of God never appeared anything,
and
you've stolen the tithes and the offerings
and
you built your own houses and you made much investments,
the
children of God left
hanging
to restore back what you brought. Let's move on in Ezra.
Ezra chapter 1
verses 8.
Ebyo Cyrus kabaka we Perusi n'abifulumya mukono gwa Misuledasi omuwanika n'abibalira Sesuza Balzari omukulu wa Yuda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. King Cyrus,
yes,
he sent the accountant to the one who was an accountant of the nation. And one is Excellency Kaguta Museveni. That the budgets of the nation are known well. And all religious leaders and beliefs
majorly
right full salvation in all
to begin
give you accountability of how they have used the tithes and the offerings.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Are
you afraid of that? Show us how many have raised the Church of Christ. Those who have fought something to eat in there. Not physical eating like food, to be built in the spirit and in the flesh.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
President
is not the one who was going to look into that. We as the church we shall be there after he has proclaimed this. We want to see we build the Church of Christ, the saints of Christ. And we mark out very well
tithes
and the offerings, how they are meant to be used,
that
the house of God may have food to eat, and that his church be prepared very well, his saints, all over the entire world.
Ezra esule soko nyirwa mwenda.
Ezra chapter 1 verses 9.
Era kuno gwe mwendo gwabyo. Esowani za zaabu amakumi asatu. Esowani za feza lukumi. Owambe amakumi abiri mu mwenda. Olunyolo kumi. Ebibya ebya zaabu amakumi asatu. Ebibya ebya feza ebyomutindo ogwokubiri. Ebikumi bina mu kumi. N'ebintu ebirala lukumi, onyole kumi n'olumu. Ebintu byonna ebya zaabu n'ebya feeza byali 15 mu ebikumi bina.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Eggwanga eyo,
that nation of Babylon,
lyabalira ku ebyo ebya Katonda byali binyaze.
It counted the inventory of the things of God they had grabbed,
ne babizzaayo,
and it took them back.
So ng'eggwanga lya Uganda,
as the nation of Uganda,
okukwata ebyo ebyekumi n'ebiweebwayo ebya Katonda,
and all the tithes and the offerings of God,
mu ngeri zonna,
in all the ways,
ez'ebyeyongerako,
of what is added on.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the economy of this nation and to every person in the nation of Uganda,
move
on, fulfill the call of our nation of Uganda.
It's
going to be a very easy work for the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, that God has already given it to us,
well,
and he passes it through the journey of heaven to rebuild the church of Christ, his saints, God's already given that to us.
It
reveals the skills of the devils unto God and to his church.
And
not all things needed to be done. Praise Jesus so much. Now, in all brethren, God is serious with the call of the nation Uganda. Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. To rebuild the Church of Christ, his saints, which is going to come back for, they have no spot, no a wrinkle.
Uganda,
Uganda resume preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
And
resume building the Church of Christ, his saints, those led by the Spirit of God. And this time it's not the building. The buildings are just tents which have to help us not to be hit by rain and the sunshine not to hit us. Praise Jesus so much. That second phase, which shows how God is serious, the call of the nation Uganda, the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, to prove the peace and justice in the nation Uganda, to enable the call of the nation Uganda. It's not for him living long on leadership like other dictators, but to fulfill that work.
We can finish
that phase there briefly.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We shall come back next Sunday to see the third phase in brief. That third phase involves the summary of the call and the covenant and the glory of God nation Uganda in the AD as it was on Israel. And in here we are going to be seeing the three things: the call of Uganda in three aspects spoken of. The first aspect, the biblical prophecy. Biblical prophecy speaking of the nation Uganda. We are going to see the prophecy which were written on the call of the nation Uganda. What we call biblical prophecy
on the call of Uganda.
Uganda.
Then,
and the other second part, there is the call of Uganda.
Prophetically spoken of throughout the entire world.
And spoken of prophetically all over the world.
Even
now
this
is speaking the same thing all over the entire world.
Biblical prophecies.
As we leave aside the biblical prophecies, which are in the scriptures of truth, on the call of the nation,
their
prophecies moving right now. Ever since Eddie began,
and
it's moving on, it's never ended. We are to see briefly of that. The third phase will be like this. The call of Uganda.
It's
spoken of in the entire history of the world.
We're
going to see
in
history what they speak of the call of the nation.
Uganda.
Three aspects will give you all of those. Prophecies in the scriptures. Prophecies moving on the world this time,
and
the different ministers
Uganda,
on the call of Uganda,
ne history,
and the history speaking of the call of Uganda in the history.
History
in the history look for the river,
Nile,
the river Nile where it's so strong,
and the
river which held their belief at the next future.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Father, Holy River Nile.
They used to call it Father Holy River Nile. And they call it the Father of the Rivers. But we know the Father of the Rivers is God. They were meaning something themselves.
There
are many things you have to understand. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's go praise God and worship Him. Then we can get back the second service. Thank you for coming on. God bless you.